You mentioned that you changed to human insulin over 12 years ago. Have there been any other changes in your regime as far as your diabetes is concerned?
Yes, about 3 years ago, 2 to 3 years ago, I suddenly thought, well, I'm still using these glass syringes, but the needles were a bit better because they were throwaway ones, disposable ones. And I thought, well, I know there's a pen. I think I'll ring up Sister Livingston, because she was very, very good. She's not there anymore now. I believe she went back to South Africa. But she was a lovely lady. So I rang her up and I said to her, is there any chance of being brought into the 20th century? And she started to laugh. She said, well, I should think so. And I hadn't seen her for a long, long time. She said, I'll tell you what, she said, I will come out and see you and we'll have a chat about it. So she came as soon as she could. She came out to see me and we sat and I said, I'd really, really like to have something a lot easier than what I've got now. And she said, oh my gosh, she said, are you still using the glass syringe? And I said, yes. I said, I've used that the whole time. She said, oh, I never realised you were still using that. And I said, yes. I said, I find it very difficult when I go out. I did have like a little case, but it was quite bulky. And she said, oh, wow. She said, we'll soon sort this out for you. So we sat there and worked out, and she wrote out a letter for me for my GP. And she consequently gave me these pens. Well, the whole time I've been diabetic, I've had to use a mixture of insulin. And that I thought would have been a drawback when coming to have this pen, because I never realised quite how it worked. So she said, no, you don't have to. She said, she said, you don't have to mix anything. She said, what you do is I'll get you the Mixard pen. She got me the brown one, which is a 30 one. That was for the evening. And she got me a black one, which was a 50 pen. And that was for the morning.